chicken feed and flour and stuff in bags that had print designs on the cloth,
oh,
so you
yes.
could save the cloth.
Well,
and
we're
use
glad
it
to get them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
That we used to buy our flour, and we used to look through every bag they had, you know, trying to find a couple of bags that matched,
yes,
so
yes,
we could
sir.
Get enough material.
To make something out of, yes, sir.
I wonder if they still, I bet they just don't ever do that anymore. I guess they use these
well,
old paper plastic bags or something.
I guess.
Well, I can stop, but you know, I don't remember seeing the cloth
section. You can get white cloth.
You still get
25 pounds, yeah.
But they don't put designs on it anymore.
No, it's just white, you know.
I can remember when you could buy even the little 2-pound bag was made out of some kind of cloth or something.
Yes.
My mother used to make dollar clothes out of it.
Yeah, and quilts. Yeah. I used to save money to make quilts out of it. So we used to have to do that. Now they just throw more away than anything.
I know it. They used to say that. What was it, Grandpa used to say? We use everything from the hog except its squeal. Or something like that, but we'd get a hog and every bit of it be used for something.
At least its nose part cut off, that was all.
Well, she said to me last time, if I had to write something, you know, it'd be all right. I guess a long time ago, I've been dead years. But she'd say, you can throw out enough from that kitchen door to feed a family.
That's the way my dad is that way now. Now his house burned down 15 years ago, and he lives in a house trailer now. But it's still right on his farm place. Last time I was home, he sent me up in the loft to look for something, and I spent half a day up there crawling around in that barn loft, and I believe he has saved everything, every piece of junk. He just got in the habit. He just can't throw anything away.
Oh, yes, sir.
And if you need something and you've got 4 or 5 hours to look for it, you can probably find it up in that barn loft.
Well, yes, they can pick up a piece of water, you know, and save it.
That's why they think that happened now.
Daddy's got a roll of string in his truck where he'll be out and he'll see a piece of string laying on the street and he'll pick it up and roll it. I guess he's got 500 feet of little hot pieces of string, and every time he opens a feed sack, he instead of cutting the string, he fiddles with it until he can pull it out, and then he saves it.
Well, he used to have to say thread that he leveled out in such, you know, the sewing wheel, batch wheel, anything like that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because
a flat sack.
Flat sack, same thing. And use it for sewing thread, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the big rough sacks that they used to put potatoes and things in? What kind of sack did you call
that? That'd be a dog sack, what we called it.
Okay. If you were driving horses or something, you'd crack over their back to make them go, would be a what?
These check lines, I guess, a wolf.
Okay.
And one, you know, people used to use their check lines to do that, and a wolf, they call a wolf.
What have you ever heard of a turn of corn?
Oh, lots of stuff.
What is that?
What
is a turn of corn, yeah?
Well, you'd show you a turn of corn, carry to the mill in a sack, you know. There's corn.
Yeah, it was like a bushel of corn or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Let me see. Well, I've got a turn of corn here. Do you want to take it this morning, or you can carry it?
I see.
Have a meal ground there.
The shell it, you get tired of
it. Huh?
The shell it, you get tired of it.
Yeah, uh-huh.
What about that? Did you ever hear anybody talk about a